We are back. So it's a slightly heated discussion because we all have different views on those things. People use it for certain things. And it's all about what you decide to do with that.
Chris makes a couple comments. Getting to the point from her, actually, he's not in the chat room, but if you are listening, come on in the chat room and discuss this with us. He says, getting to the point, guys don't know how to meet and talk in public, and that's kind of true. Mm-hmm. And losing the social aspect of meeting due to social media, because you don't actually meet up with the person face to face. You meet up with them keyboard to keyboard. And I mean, you know very well by doing your thing for your title of Eastern Canada Leathers 2011, mm-hmm. 11, 10, sorry. And I mean, that was what yours was, and you did the thing on a cyber your fantasy scene.
Yep.
And we actually had discussions about this then, because the one that you did locally when I did that music for you, that was what we had put at the end. Mm-hmm. Which is put down your fucking, close your computer, put down your phone, go up to a bar and meet somebody. Don't sit there and believe what you're reading online, because nine times, well, I wouldn't even say, I'd say 50%, at least 50% of the time, what's there on that is not real.
Yeah, it's okay? True.
And it is these stereotypes that are being put forth that, and we're just adding to it, I think by continually putting ourselves down continually on these sites, and we're I'm not good enough, so I'm going to pretend I'm something, or I don't think I'm handsome enough. I mean, there's somebody out there for everybody. I truly believe that, and I mean, if somebody doesn't like you for, like you said, like who we are, they can fuck off. Now, sticking with the stereotypes, right? Somebody said promiscuity is the stereotype, and pedophilia, and that's true. That is a stereotype that we as gay people have gotten from a lot of different sectors. So let's move this right into the Gay Pride Parade, because this is kind of where I was leading up to.
Yep.
The District School Board of Toronto have gone, and they're going, I forget who they asked, and I think they're going to approach City Council again. And they had asked, all right, are you going to uphold the nudity laws at Gay Pride?
I think they should.
You think they should? Okay, yeah. Why?
I think there's certain type of behavior that is acceptable in the proper environment, but when you're now in the public open air and there are children involved and so forth, we're lucky that Pride Toronto is an incredible weekend, incredible event, but we got to think that there are children there, and you can put your point across, but you know, you can still adapt what your beliefs are and so forth, and for the surrounding that you are,
you know what's going on. Don't bother bringing in your kids.
Yeah.
If you don't want them to see something, they want to see genitalia. Don't bring them.
Yeah, but you wouldn't see straight people walking down Carabana. The street.
There's tits all over the place, and they're wearing less than most of the guys do. Sure, they are. Some of those costumes are a little striper up their twat. I went and looked at a bunch of pictures.
Their vaginas aren't exposed.
So there are naked people that at Carabana.
No, you will never see a naked, full naked woman at Carabana.
Not full naked, but pieces, parts out, yes.
Their breasts, man, like it or not, the normal community or at large do not find a woman exposing her breasts anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of who in the parade was naked. There's what, two groups, Totally Naked Toronto, which
TNT,
is
which is
a gay group. Mm-hmm. And then the actual nudists, mm-hmm. they're straight. They're not even gay.
Okay.
So I'm making that point, yeah. Right?
So because of two groups.
Right. But at the same time, you know what's going to happen. Just keep your kids away from it. I don't see what the big deal is.
I don't want them to keep the kids away, because I think that Gay Pride is a great event for families and children to see that. Because you'll see in the parade one aspect of the other, and this year would be in World Pride.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to be quite something to be part of.
Yeah. I know
but again,
we did go last year, because no. I find that Pride, personally, people just grabbing you, groping you, and have, like, the one time when I grabbed that guy's hand, they were straight, those people, and that guy was going to whap you, or that girl was going to whap you on the ass. I forget mm-hmm. what it was, and because yeah. you had your assless chaps on. So he went to grab me, and I grabbed that person's wrist. And he said, "You can't do that. You can't fucking." I said, "Well, you were about to do the same thing, but just in a different fashion. If you do it again, I'll break your arm." I shouldn't have said I'll break your arm, but by him whapping you, or you know,
it wasn't a him. It was a her.
It was a her. I can't remember if it was. Him
it was
or
a
her.
Woman.
I don't remember.
It was a woman. And I said, I walked over to her and I said, "How would you feel if I suddenly just go and grab your tits?" Well, that's. Oh, and then she paused.
Yeah, but the thing was, it's not going to stop them from doing it again.
No, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop, and it all, you know, people are still going to do stupid stuff, and you got to take it again. You know, if it's really simple. If you don't like it, or you know it's going to happen anyway. That,
exactly. So
stay home.
Then stay home. So then why even bother trying to uphold those laws then? They don't do it at Mardi Gras. They don't uphold the nudity laws. There's you can't be nude in.
And that's what I'm saying.
They don't.
And I agree. I don't think we need totally naked people down Yonge Street on Gay Pride.
Point made, not by me, by someone else's. It's by Chris. Nudity is acceptable. Nudity with blatant sexual overtones and gestures shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. You know what? I can have on a pair of tidy whities or a bathing suit, what do they call, banana hammocky mm-hmm. things, and I can be thrusted all over the place, and that is more offensive than yeah. the TNT guy walking down the street with the schlong swinging.
Well, especially because half the time the ones are walking down the street with their schlong thing, you know, it's like, oh, really? You had to show that little tiny – or you had to show, you know, whatever. I don't know.
I think that – so you're saying that, yes, they should start arresting these people.
I'm not saying arresting people. I'm just saying, okay
– well, that's upholding the nudity laws. If you uphold them, you're going to arrest those people for breaking the law.
What I'm saying is that if you want to put your group across, find a way to get your message across, but be respecting that 75% of the audience, there are going to be some children – you know, get your message across. Do a slightly wall that you can carry around that will just be, you know, with a group in the middle walking around. So,
what? And have I don't understand what you're saying.
Say you have your group TNT.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And there's 24 people, but suddenly you'd have a banner because you want your group to be known. So you could have a banner that circles you around. So you see legs, you see chest.
Okay.
But the banner around from front to side, it would be one square. It's like a box. You know when
I'm getting it now. I just didn't understand it when you were first describing
it. So basically, you get the message across. You are a nudist group. There's the info and stuff. You get the illusion, the idea of you're a nudist group, but you didn't insult. You didn't make children feel awkward. You didn't whatever, and you get
the
message across.
So because they don't do that, we need to have the cops come on the parade route and arrest them.
The cops have to be there anyway.
So we should have them arrested then.
I just told you, I don't think there should be nudity in the. I agree. I don't
okay,
think
that,
there should
well, that's
be.
All I'm,
it's simple.
But the thing is, if you're going to say, well, we have this law, we have to enforce it, then you have to enforce it all the way, which is you have to arrest them.
Well, yeah. Then if you're told that when you apply for your application, which you have to fill what the group is, what you're going to be representing, if you're afloat, so forth and so forth. And if they go and say, okay, we are a nudist group, we are going to be walking down the parade road naked, mm-hmm. well, then the person who takes the application, well, we're really sorry, sir, but this year for World Pride, mm-hmm. we are not accepting full nudity. Your private parts
have to be
covered. You can still have your message across, but uh-huh. your penis and your testicle cannot be flopping in the wind.
Okay.
So if you sign here,
I do you think that that's now that's part of our culture? That's part of the gay culture. That's always been part of the parade. It's a bunch of homophobes that are doing this, then, right? That are pushing them to, because this is what the people are going to say. This is what a lot of the gay people that want to do this are going to say. Well, it's always been around. It's always happened at Pride.
And because it's always been around doesn't mean it's right.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be – and that's what I find really funny with us, the gay community. We are the worst one. We want to be accepted by the rest of the world, but we can't even accept each other.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to accept me naked.
I accept you naked, but it's like everything else. There's a proper place and time for everything. And a big international parade, mm-hmm. which is going to be seen all over the world. It's World Pride and stuff. You can still get your message across, For God's sake, get a pair of underwear with a fake penis if you gotta.
So, assless chaps, do they classify? Because you've worn assless chaps.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not classified because your testicle and your dick is not exposed. You're not nude.
Your ass classifies as part of
no,
that.
You,
yes, it
in
does.
In Canada and in Ontario, you can walk around with your ass and your titties exposed. In the U.S., you have to have a 2.5-quarter inch. You have. It's a law.
It's not a law. I read the law in preparation for this. It's not. The law is the 3-part law. It's a civil. It's not federal. It's provincial. And it actually says that even as a female, they're bottom line is there are time and places that you can be topless.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean, like, you can't – being – yes, it's legal to a certain extent to walk around with your boobs hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
But it's not – you can't just walk anywhere like that. The same thing with nudity. It's your ass as well. Any parts, any – your butt – your
does
balls
it say
and
that in the thing saying you cannot expose your buttocks in public?
Slay Wayne, look it up for me, please. Actually, I
because
saw
when
article.
You go in the U.S., they tell you, no, I'm sorry, sir, you can
you
wear your chest,
have,
but you have to have a 3-inch.
You're supposed,
whatever,
1 inch. You have to cut
whatever.
Your,
not
you
in Canada. We do not have that.
We do. It's part of that law. We just don't enforce it.
Well, then if you don't enforce it, you can't blame people to get away with it.
Well, we haven't enforced the nudity laws at CLAW this time, so let's let people get away with it. Right?
People will try to get away with stuff. If you think you can, you would too. You'll push the envelope.
I am not saying that I wouldn't. But
you would.
But you're saying as long as your cocky balls are hidden, you can have your ass hanging out all over the place. Right? And I'm saying that nudity is nudity. If it's your ass, your cock, or your balls, no.
Well, if it's the parade, if the group and the organizers of the pride parade says, okay, you cannot show your ass.
It's not up to the organizers. It's up to the actual government. It's up to the law.
Well, then
the
until the government does that, then get away with it.
So,
and it's simple.
So get away with your butt hanging out, but not your balls and your cock.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of – and why do you feel that way? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because I mean, to me, nudity is nudity. It's one way or the other. You have to either do the whole thing or not the whole thing.
Why?
Why not?
Because some
you can't pick and choose what part of the laws that you want to follow.
But it's not the fucking law.
It is.
No, it's not.
Law. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Then go online and pull it up. And prove
no, because
it to me.
I don't care about it. I'm just telling you. If suddenly the committee say. This is how it's going to be. You cannot show your ass or you cannot show your dick and your testicle. That's the rules. So if you can't follow the rules, you're not in the parade.
Fair enough. But
end of story. It's done.
Okay. You know what? Let's go to commercial.